Menthol is known for its medicinal qualities. It's in cough drops, cold remedies, toothpastes, and more. It's also put into cigarettes, and it's the only additive in them that's advertised and promoted. Over the past few days, a group of scientists gathered in Atlanta to fight the myth that the ingredient, menthol, somehow makes cigarettes safer. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Scientists say while most people think menthol is good for you, in cigarettes it increases the amount of carbon monoxide a person takes in, and it can boost the amount of nicotine that is absorbed. Dr. Pamela Clark is a senior research scientist for the Battelle Centers for Public Health in Baltimore.
You can have a very strong cigarette, but you can fool the throat. We call it sweetening the poison. Fool the throat into believing that it's actually less harsh and less dangerous when it really is more harsh and more dangerous.
Scientists and researchers say not only are menthol cigarettes more dangerous, but they know that the tobacco companies have marketed menthol cigarettes to specific groups. The increase in smoking among African Americans dates back to the 1950s and 60s, when there was just a slight difference, a blip, between the number of whites and blacks who smoked menthols. At that time, 5% of blacks and 2% of whites used this type of cigarette, hardly a noticeable difference. But researchers say the tobacco companies focused on that difference and through their marketing attracted a base of new menthol smokers. Philip Gardner is a behavioral scientist at the University of California's Tobacco-Related Disease Research Program.
In 1960, when you have Elston Howard, the all-star catcher for the World Championship Yankees, coming on television and in magazines saying, hey, smoke cool cigarettes, it has a profound effect.
Gardner says as a result of targeted advertising to blacks and low-income folks, the number of African Americans using menthol cigarettes jumped dramatically from 5% of blacks who smoke to about 75% today. Full-page magazine advertisements illustrate vividly the kind of marketing strategy that tobacco companies have used. The ads for menthol cigarettes show young people having fun outdoors, not a cigarette in sight, just the brand and the slogan, such as Newport's Alive with Pleasure. Pamela Clark describes a 1999 ad in Rolling Stone magazine.
It says fire it up, and fire it up is a phrase that's used around marijuana smoking. You know, you say fire it up means light up the joint and pass it around, because it's a group thing to do. And here, Lorillard is making that same kind of a statement around smoking menthol cigarettes.
Marketers are savvy. Part of the switch in slogans may have to do with the popularity of drug parties known as raves. According to Clark, these cigarette ads exploit the use of menthol after the use of illegal drugs such as ecstasy.
You'll find kids taking menthol inhalers and turning them around backwards and blowing into them and blowing the menthol into each other's eyes. You'll also find them rubbing Vicks Vapor Rub on their bodies during the time they're high from the drugs. So from that kind of a use of menthol, it wasn't much of a step at all to go to choosing a mentholated cigarette to smoke.
Researchers and policy analysts hope their efforts will get people to focus specifically on menthol cigarettes, to raise money for new studies, and perhaps to become part of a federal lawsuit taking shape against the tobacco companies, alleging that the industry targets young people with their ads. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.